The report looks at the global shift towards the South, where shares of global output are increasingly going to countries of the South. We also see that there has been tremendous progress in human development achievement, not only for these big economies like Brazil, China, India, and the rest, but also small countries like Ghana, Chile, Rwanda, Uganda, and Bangladesh. We also see that the rise of the South, it's bring about accelerated use in internet. Currently, as of 2010, there were up to 1.6 billion people of the South who were connected to internet.
What is responsible for this meteoric rise of the South?
We noticed that even though the development experiences of these countries are context-specific, they've been shaped by three main drivers. One is proactive developmental states, where responsible states have been able to implement policies both for the private and the public sector based on leadership and long-term vision, social norms, and institutions that actually promote social inclusion and cohesion. The second driver is tapping into the global market. Many countries have been able to move beyond traditional sources of export and train people, develop infrastructure for people to be able to take advantage of what global trade has. The third is also innovations in social policies. Very few countries have been able to sustain growth without investing, making significant investment in health, education, and also promoting equity. These are some of the things that we see have been driving progress in the countries that are leading in the South.
Ghana is listed among the countries in the developing world that are making it big. What is responsible for Ghana's rise?
I think, again, social policies, investment in education, and specifically women's education, is one of the things that have helped Ghana move forward. Trade in commodities like the cocoa, which in the early 70s was actually about to collapse. People were smuggling their cocoa to Cote d'Ivoire and elsewhere. But there has been a deliberate policy from government to try to promote the cocoa industry and improve the farm gate fees and things like that. And also diversification into services that have helped Ghana move on, especially IT services.
Would you say this is sustainable and likely to keep them moving up?
I think the report identified some of the challenges that need to be addressed if we are to sustain the progress. And it's not just about Ghana, it's about a number of countries, including the big countries like China. First, we need to be able to enhance equity, and this includes both gender and all kinds of opportunities should be well distributed for all groups of people. Investment in education of women specifically is very, very important. Addressing global issues like environmental deterioration, climate change, global governance. Actually, the report identifies three key areas and opportunities also that the rise of the South provides. It provides an opportunity for a new form of partnerships to address global public goods. The report talks about coherent pluralism in reality with the current situation. We need to be able to integrate and coordinate the processes and institutions to help countries move forward. One of these include a report proposes a new South Commission to try to support the trade and migration, for example, and also provision of global public goods.
Other African countries are doing pretty well. What are the chances of they elevating themselves, notwithstanding the conflict that seems to be rearing its head time and again among some countries?
I think over the years we've seen significant reduction in countries that are engaging in conflict. And we hope that with improvement in governance, participation of poor people's voices, diverse voices, including civil society voices, Africa will be able to maintain or continue to improve the governance systems. I think the challenge is also providing social protection for the very poor through education, through innovative employment generation programs. For example, this is what is going to help Africa, if I answered your question, and the rest of the poorer countries to move forward and sustain the progress.